need 'em, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Oh my goodness, I ain't got no complaints. My producer Michael says, yes, ain't exactly financial music, bad labeling. Keep the change. Huh. There ain't no change left to be keeping. Not for an awful lot of folks out there. Good day to you. It's Tuesday. Been a while. I ain't been with you live since last Thursday. A lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, last Wednesday we rebroadcast a program from 2009. 2009 is a real interesting draw lately. A lot of the programs I've been re-airing, and I do it for a reason, not because I don't want to be on the air, but because the discussions of each of those programs are unbelievably timely this many years later. And you think about that program from last Wednesday called Perspectives on the Swine Flu. Well, we're not going through swine flu right now, but we were in 09. Oh, that's right. We did it again back in 76. And, well, you're for those of you who heard it, you heard Mike Douglas's commentary and his interview. Pretty profound, isn't it? Friday, this past Friday, was Chapter 3 of The Mask of Demetrius. So this was the one unusual program in the series that it moved off in a different direction. This Friday, we're moving back to the final chapter of The Mask of Demetrius. Yesterday, we did a program that I don't go back and listen to my archives. But for some strange reason, I did it and made a decision that the program we aired yesterday was absolutely on the money. I cannot believe the texts and the emails I received from a much larger than normal audience yesterday because of that program. A lady whose name I don't have it open in front of me. I think her name was Eleanor. She's from Canada. And she is also retired military. And amazing how it struck her and others. Ken and I long text yesterday for a wide range of things. And it was, it hit the nail on the head yesterday. So like I say, this Friday we'll be going back to the final of Mask of Demetrius. A week from Friday, and Michael and I have not even talked about this yet. I got a program that I began to listen to, and I'm going to go back and review it again to make sure, but it is also worth going back and pulling some archival stuff. I have a lot going on right now, and I mean, just literally moments before going on the air, I did a gold transaction for a client of mine here locally in the Valley, and spoke with some other people before going on the air today. People that have been kind of on the list. I want this, I want that, I want blah, blah, blah. And finally, I've been able to draw some product together. I talked to my one supplier up in Northern California today. I was not happy with his prices at all. I actually have product available elsewhere that I can sell for less money than he was quoting to sell to me for. Ain't gonna play that game, baby. But there are limitations to dealers that have product at fair prices. This is become difficult. Let's get down to business. This is Jeff Bennett. You're listening to The Edge on this Tuesday, the 26th day of May. Happens to be a couple of interesting birthdays out there in the world today. Both people deceased. Marshal Matt Dillon, James Arness, who, interestingly enough, also starred in a film, was a co-star in a film, the lesser of the actors in the movie, of one of the biggest names that ever graced Hollywood. Today was John Wayne's birthday. Oh, and John Wayne did the original introduction to the first episode of Gunsmoke. Yeah, interesting. We move along. Markets today, Dow Jones, because they're now opening up more and more places. Oh, and the Michigan governor lost one of the cases in the Michigan State Supreme Court. The barber basically is back in business, and so he was cutting hair out in front of the Michigan State Capitol building, the congressional building. I loved it. Dow Jones Industrial up nearly 530 points today at 24,995. S&P 500 up 36 at 29,91. NASDAQ up 15 and three quarters at 93.40. Global Dow up 2 points. Whoop-dee-doo. Oil off 33 cents. Do you notice that all of a sudden oil's up to $34? And the gas prices have started going up again? You understand why. Because under normal circumstances, if our kids were still in school, we'd be creeping up on summer, man. And oil prices got to go up because if people are back on the road again, got to get back on the road again, they want to start doing little summer breaks and vacations, and they're going to be using gas, so they're going to jack the gas prices up, baby. You understand? Yeah. Sickening. Except who's going to be able to afford it? I know who. The laid-off workers. That's who's going to be able to afford to buy that gas. All those people that lost their jobs. Do you know that an unbelievably large, staggering number of laid-off workers are receiving more money from unemployment benefits than when they were employed? Unbelievable. My son just stopped in. About an hour ago. And hang on a second. And I asked him how work's going. He says, it's awful slow. He started back to work last week. Problem is, he went to work for this company who it was just opening. 6 weeks after they opened, all the restaurants and bars in Arizona got shut down. So he's out of work. Now this brand new place that nobody knows about because it was only open for 6 weeks to begin with is like starting over from worse than scratch. Because I can guarantee in all this time the cat still had to pay rent on the building, still had to pay utility bills to keep the place cool and all that kind of stuff, you know. So my son goes back to work, works a whopping 16 hours, makes $200. He's a bartender, I guess. 16 hours. Now, where's my calculator? So we take $200, divide that by 16 hours. So he's making $12.50 an hour. That's less than minimum wage, man. And when he's applied this week for his, you know, next unemployment, he was turned down. Because they said he made too much money. $12.50 an hour? 16 hours? His own gas back and forth to work? This is insane. And yet, apparently there's a claim that workers have lost out on $9,000 each in income thus far due to the coronavirus lockdown. Well, but what is that based on? That 9,000 they've lost. that's probably legitimate. Are they compensating for that by whatever coronavirus kickback money that they would have been getting? It's pretty sad. Now, I'm going to give you some metals prices, but I want you to understand they're almost useless. Except I've got two vendors that will follow these figures. Yeah. Rhodium, flat, $5,000 an ounce. Hey, the car business is deep doo-doo, man. They ain't selling nothing. Palladium up $6 today at $1,882. Platinum down $3 at $811. Silver's off 4 cents at $1,705. Gold is up 80 cents at present, $1,711 and change. You ain't going to buy nothing anywhere near that stuff. I've been predominantly dealing with two vendors over the last 24 hours or so. One of them, it turns out that the absolute best buy in 1 ounce gold right now are Canadian Maple Leafs. Ounce per ounce, identical. Okay. One full ounce, troy ounce of gold. If you had to melt the coins down, you're going to have gold. An ounce of it. Right now, compare what I can do a Canadian Maple Leaf for is about $46 lower than I could be off with my figure. It's considerably lower. Yeah, it is. I think I was at, I don't know what. I don't have figures open right now. I got stuff all over the place. We'll get to that a little bit later in the program. We're going to make some stuff available. Silver's been a lot more difficult. A roll here, a roll there, a little bit, but nothing major. I mean, I can get some full boxes of silver, and I can get some reasonably decent prices with it. But, man, it's crazy out there. I can get smaller quantities, but you're going to pay up for it. You know, absolutely nuts. Let's take a look at some headlines. Crazy stuff going on out there. I'm not going to share all of it. The second half of the program or thereabouts, we're gonna talk about gold, not so much for the standpoint of sale. We're going to try to dispense some rumors that are going on out there. And I saw this about 2 weeks ago, and I was shocked at the garbage that was spewing out of this writer's mouth. First of all, I don't care how old the guy is. He's got to be a punk because he really had no idea what the hell he was talking about. You know, we go back and talk about Roosevelt, the gold confiscation. Well, there were exceptions to that gold confiscation. If you held gold in, keep in mind, the form of a collection, it was non-confiscable or confiscatable, if you wish to use the incorrect word. If you owned one and two and a half and three or four or five, ten, $20 gold pieces back in the day, but you owned them in different dates, different mint marks, different conditions. Keep in mind, there was no certification back in those days, no PCGS, NGC. But if you held them in that fashion, that was considered the form of a collection. And therefore, non-reportable, non-confiscatable. Yeah. So we're going to, you know, but unfortunately, people that have learned their trade in the business that I am in have worked for companies like the cheese company, you know, that Swiss company that they use the name Swiss. They're out in Scottsdale, Arizona. Then it was the former muffler company. You know, that was housed up in Minnesota. And, of course, they were an offspring of another one of the big founding so-called rare coin companies whose names I can't even remember right now. Anybody who's worked for companies like that came out with an understanding of nothing but the outright lie, and that's what they continue to try to sell. It's why I will not hire anyone to work with me. Oh, come on, I got 5,000, 6,000 names. I could put somebody on the phone and let's go to work. I don't dial for dollars, people. I don't do it. Never have. I might send out a couple of emails a year. That's the extent of it. That's all I do. Or people tune in on the program, or people have had long-term relationships with me for two, maybe three decades. Maybe the original parents are deceased and it's gone on down to their kids. The kids know where to get a hold of me. We need to trade, we need to sell, whatever the case may happen to be. I don't bring other people in here because I know the lies and the deceit and the games that they bring with them. The first time I'd catch a guy lying, I'd pull him off the phone and tell him, there's the door, leave right now. I don't want to hear this, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand, I never knew that. Yeah, well, that's garbage. And they probably didn't. Oy vey. Class of 2020, these are all the kids that are graduating from high school, you know, they're entering the worst job market since the Great Depression. All these kids graduate, you know, they're driving one of mommy and daddy's cars around, and they've got their little markers all over the window. Class of 2020, blah, 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 blah. I saw one that I can't even use the words on the air that I saw painted on the back of this SUV. That's probably a Dodge or a Jeep or something. You know, congratulations, 2020 graduating class. In effect, F the coronavirus hoax. I loved it. Yep. Yeah, they all started their senior year in the boom time, folks. This class of 2020, national unemployment rate was record low at about 3.7% back then. But in the bus driven by the coronavirus, 4 million new grads are now entering the worst jobs market since the Great Depression. National unemployment currently stands at 14.7%, but the rate rises to 25.7% for those aged 20 to 24. Oops. Oh, we got trouble right here in River City. Gold prices could hit a record high by year end, but don't expect an easy ride. So let me emphasize this. If you're expecting from this day forward, if you're expecting from the day that Trump took office forward that gold is going to go up every single day and not go through the bumpy ride, you got another thing coming, Jack. It's going to keep going up. There is an increase in individual investor demand, but it's been offset by reduced demand from central banks. A lot of them banks' reserves are being depleted due to the economic downturn, but how could that be? The government's just giving them shekels left and right, man. Headline, worst unemployment spike in U.S. history. One out of every four workers has filed for unemployment benefits this year. Interesting video that we have posted at Morgana Precious Metals entitled Unemployment Insurance, History of the World. History of the World, by the way, was an old Mel Brooks comedy. And the woman who's running the unemployment office. Never mind, you'll have to go see it. This is a cool one. One really good story coming out of this global, what do you mean, self-imposed house arrest? It's not, the house arrest is never self-imposed. So two kids are playing over at a family member's house. And they're goofing around and they dig up two gold bars weighing in at about a kilo per bar. Now, what did they do? Come running out? Oh, goody, goody, look what we found. I mean, did the people even know that it was in there? You'll have to read the story to find out. Another interesting video we posted on today's Morgana, a video entitled Gladstone and Disraeli. It's well worth looking at. Okay, a little bit of interesting history, economic in many respects. Another headline, gold versus cash in a financial crisis. Yeah, Marty and the Doc. Back to the Future. Again and again and again. So the author begins by asking, mattress stuffers or bullion holders? Who fares better in a crisis? Well, we talked about this. I mean, simple terms. Let's talk about the mattress routine. We stick $10,000 or $100,000 in cash and put it into a coffee can under our mattress and have between $10,000 or $100,000 worth of gold also under our mattress. The house catches on fire, burns down. What happens to the cash? It's gone with the wind, baby. What happens to the gold? It changes shape. But every ounce is still there. You see, North American investors are divided between those who believe the decade-long stock market bull is going to keep running into the 2020s. And there's investors like you and I are wary that something terrible is happening and we're going to hang on to the gold and some cash. But even more interesting than hoarding cash, instead of buying stocks, that's what nervous investors are doing with it. Central bankers print up to $100 billion a month to smooth volatility and goose the economic growth. An equivalent amount in hard currency and precious metals is disappearing. So those of us who've got the goods, shut up about it. Hang on to it. Headline, central banks destroying what was left of free markets. It's greed, man. It's all greed. Headline, Fed and federal money printing are off the charts. Buy gold and silver now before it's too late. And that according to Peter Schiff. You remember who his father was, don't you? He's a good man. No relation to Adam Schiffless up in Congress, I don't think. I want to share a brief story with you that was written by a neighbor of mine. Now, keep in mind, Don is about 6'3", 6'4", and he's married to this little woman from, I can't remember where, Thailand, someplace like that. Don says, I need a vent. Not something I normally do too much of. Okay, so my wife was out of work due to COVID-19 for over a month, and we were not able to secure any money relief from the state of Arizona because she was on a contract, a government contract. Self-employed. But wait. The government of Arizona is going to be paying out $30 million to refugees of COVID-19, in other words, illegal invaders, who were sent to Phoenix after being detained for crossing the border illegally. So, no money relief for citizens who pay taxes and obey the law, but refugees get our tax money? And, of course, this bill was introduced by the mayor of Phoenix, Kate Gallegos. Democratus. Gallegos. Hey, this sounds like a south of the border name, eh? Don says, this is why I don't vote for demon craps. They're more concerned about non-citizens and illegal aliens than hard-working, tax-paying citizens of this country. But P.S., they're also concerned with upsetting China by calling the COVID-19 the Chinese virus. If you got a brain, don't vote Democrat. Shame on them. Did something unusual last night. On Morgana Precious Metals, I titled a post, not a single image in it. Bunch of headlines. It's called The Mixed Bag. A little of this, a little of that. It's interesting just to get an idea what the hell's going on. Democratic Party Chair won, what's his name, Perez? Says there's no place for pro-life Democrats. Get in line with abortion or get out. They're outright murderers. But they say, but that's the woman's right to choose for her own health. What about the health of that little baby that's grown in her belly. I'm going to be posting something tonight or tomorrow night that when you look at it, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to absolute vomit. And you need to look at it. And you need to share it. That'll be posted at federalobserver.com. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vows to bring criminal Anthony Fauci to justice. Yeah. And I don't get it. Why in the world does Trump continue to tolerate this guy? Trump needs to do strong background checks on those he lets stand near them. Fauci's ties with Billy Bull Gates, Soros, and others engaged in destroying this country and bringing in the one world order isn't that hard to discover. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think his father would be amazingly proud. The man is a giant. Question. Who changed America from a republic to a financial empire? That actually is somewhat of a financial commentary. Oh, here's another interesting one. Why California's in trouble? 340,000 public employees with $100,000 paychecks cost taxpayers $45 billion a year. San Francisco's self-titled Mr. Clean, Mohamed Nuru, the public works director, is best known for failed efforts to keep poop and hypodermic needles out of the public way. Cases of human waste on city streets spiked to 31,000 in 2019. Piles of poop. This guy gets $269,500 salary in 2018. But I guess that wasn't enough. In February, he was arrested for charges that included bribery. Only in San Francisco can team members on the poop patrol cost taxpayers up to about $184,000 apiece. Hey, how many of y'all sitting out there on your PCs right now? You know, your Windows 10? Because baby, they're spying on almost everything you do. Oh, but there are ways to get out. Gates also forced us to accept Edge browser spyware that cannot be removed. Illegal. Call for prosecution. Oh, yeah, man, Windows 10 is amazing. It's fantastic, baby. It's glorious. Windows 10 is faster, smoother, more user-friendly than any Windows operating system that has ever come before it. It's everything Windows 8 should have been, addressing nearly all the major problems. But there's something you need to know. Windows 10 is spying on everything you do. It's your own fault if you don't know what Windows 10 is spying on you. You can read that and need to in today's Morgana Precious Metals under the heading The Mixed Bag, a little of this and a little of that. You need to read that one. Couple more. ID 2020, Agenda 2030, Pathway to a Global Government and New World Order. And finally, Americans got it all backwards, folks. Yep. Politicians have been arrested over the last 6 weeks. How many of them? For violating the U.S. Constitution. But on the other hand, how many Americans have been arrested for standing up for it? Stick around. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some funky's business. Yeah. A dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
I have no clue what I'm listening to, but I'm sure it's coming back from the break music.
At her feet was footloose man.
Well, can't you always get what you want? Yeah. I'm in a little bit of a ghetto mentality today, so I've been talking a little bit of, crazy jibe stuff. Real fast, I'm not going to share this one with you tonight, but... This is a powerful, powerful comment. It's a headline which I will publish. Estimations are that 42% of the jobs lost during this rotten plandemic are gone for good. They ain't coming back, folks. They're not coming back. Wake up. In the words of Roy Orbison, it's over. There is a guy that I share with you, and I can't find his name and can't recall. But I read his article a couple weeks ago, and I got ticked off. And what I'm sharing with you is a response to comments that he made in a letter to investors recently, last week. And they were widely reported all over the internet. This guy set the gold community afire with claims that are not new and they're not true. So we're going to try to share with you a little bit of history. We shared part of it with you earlier. As most of you know, Roosevelt outlawed the ownership of gold in 1933. But even that's not totally true for reasons I've already shared with you. I mean, if you go to Morgana Precious Metals, up toward the top in the bar, directly under the banner, and if you'll notice, I've made some changes with the banner in the background because I just wanted to. There's a section called Why Gold. If you click on Why Gold, it opens up to a page that will give you a wide range of things, and scroll down, and you will see, well, it once was there, maybe it's not there, right underneath Alan Greenspan's picture, which is his marvelous speech from 1966 called Gold and Economic Freedom. Directly underneath it is Franklin D. Roosevelt and Gold Confiscation. Presidential Executive Order of April 5, 1933, prohibiting the ownership of gold. Open that up and read it. Because he did prohibit the ownership of gold for Americans in most circumstances, but not all. And you'll find Section 2, Paragraph B, that explains what I shared with you before. Now, all of that was updated and rewritten in 1954. So when even Keith Weiner is writing here saying that although gold was legalized in 1975, well, technically it had been legalized long before that, but I understand what he means. But fears continue to linger that the governments may repeat this heinous act. There is no reason for this fear. In 1933, Roosevelt had two monetary policy goals to accomplish by banning gold. One was to stop the run on the banks. For at that time, during our grandparents' days, the dollar was redeemable. And for many of us, my mom and dad were alive. They were what, 6 years old, 7 years old, whatever. Back then, you bought a $20 bill to a bank, got a gold coin of just under an ounce. Redemptions forced the banks to sell bonds to raise the gold. If redemptions happened fast enough, a bank might default on its obligations and be declared bankrupt. Now, the other purpose was to lower the interest rate. And all of the selling of bonds pushed bond prices down and hence interest rates up. Interest moving inverse to bond price, of course. Well, today the dollar is irredeemable. Those two reasons are inapplicable. There's no runs on the banking system. The Fed is having its way with interest rates. So the original author said, it's no surprise that people are buying gold, but the authorities may attempt at some point to demonetize gold, making it illegal to own as a private individual. They will only do this if they feel the need to create a stable unit of account for world trade. End quote. Well, my friends, people are buying gold. Because with both fiscal and monetary policy now gone, completely mad, the folks that are buying the gold and the silver have got damn good reason to be buying it. But the government has no power to dictate what is money any more than what is gravity. Money means the most marketable commodity and the extinguisher of debt. The dollar is not a commodity. It's just a credit, and being a credit cannot extinguish a debt. Jean Pierpont Morgan once said, money is gold, nothing else. Yeah, nor do they have the power to make their unit of account stable. Emperor Diocletian infamously imposed price controls, but even with the death penalty, it did not work. Banning gold ownership today would have no effect on prices for another reason. Prices have nothing to do with gold. Anyway, falling interest rates put downward pressure on commodity and consumer prices, which can be counteracted by regulatory and tax burdens. Prices are now falling despite rising regulatory burden, except for food, where the government has damaged supply chains. Now, let me share something with you. I published something yesterday, and I've been publishing something like it. Last week, I shared with you, on May the 20th, I published a piece called Rip Off Eye Steak, Boneless. 5.11 pounds of a ribeye steak, boneless. $17 a pound at $86.90 for that roast. You think that's the end of it? Let's see what I published at Federal Observer last night, or early this morning. Oh, it's unreal. Oh, three marvelous examples. And maybe I didn't publish it there. I've lost track. Maybe the stupid thing didn't publish. What in the world's going on here? Let's take a look again and see. No, it didn't post. Oh, here it is. I took a photograph of a package of ground beef. My God. $8 a pound. 5.25, that's a date, 2.71 pounds at $21.65. Of course, I put a picture of Robert Mitchum over the package of ground beef. Beef. It ain't what's for dinner. And this is how we're supposed to feed our families? But if you open it, you'll also see another package. 2.8 pounds at $14.33 for ground beef. But then here's the big one. Here's a boneless beef bottom round roast. 2.38 pounds at $55 a pound, people. These are not made up labels. It's got the images of the grocery store, everything. $130.88. How are people supposed to eat? How are people supposed to survive with that? That's why those who were raising the beef are now starting to sell direct. The original author says, history is filled with examples where rulers have, in moments of crisis, resorted to debasing the coinage. I very much expect the authorities will fight these prevailing trends for every inch of the way, but I also expect them to lose the fight, end of quote. Well, debasement is in the time of Diocletian. I can't pronounce the Greek name, Roman name, whatever. Referred to reducing the gold content of a coin. People were supposed to trade the new coins, which were really worth less than the old ones at the same value, but they didn't. But we're back to the same thing. Today, there is no gold content. In that sense, the government's paper or electronic currency cannot be debased. It has no base to begin with. A bond is paid only in dollars. The dollar is backed only by bonds. It is self-referential. Hence, its value is undefined. An increase in the quantity of dollars is not like an increase in the quantity of debased gold coins. Dollars are merely credit. Borrowing more credit into existence is a different mechanism, a different cause with different effects. We're not awash with silver-coated bronze coins. We're drowning in debt. And the original author finally concludes by saying, gold is the only escape from global monetizing, but the authorities hate gold doing well. Well, they do. But central bankers don't think about gold. They worry all day about consumer prices and unemployment and the gross domestic product. And to some extent, equities and properties. Greenspan and Volcker were the last two Fed chairmen who came of age as professionals under the last vestiges of a gold standard. No one since then has any memory of it. And, of course, the Keynesian and the monetarist rubbish taught in economic schools today says little about gold other than blaming it for the Depression. But the tax authorities love it when the price of gold goes up, for the same reason the speculators do. With rising price comes profit-taking. People sell their gold, and the tax man takes his piece of the pie. That's not totally accurate. There are legal ramifications. I got a call from a woman last week who I've never spoken with before and wants to know about the reporting. Now, maybe she was setting me up. I don't really care. The laws are what the laws are. I am not required to file any kind of a form when you make a purchase. I don't care how large it is. I had a client some 5.5 years ago that purchased $1 million worth of gold from me. $1 million. I was not required to file a report and rat on her for spending her money the way she chose to do it. This wasn't a sales pitch. It's been a long relationship I had with this woman. However, if she were to come to me and choose to sell me 25 ounces or more of gold in a single 12-month period, that I would be required to report. Silver, 1,000 ounces or more. And the terrible thing is, I'm not supposed to tell you that. I'm just a broadcaster running my mouth. Don't worry about it. If the government attempted to confiscate gold today, it would have no effect on bank solvency or interest rates or consumer prices, because no one can predict what politicians might do in the future. But the old fears of gold confiscation, they're not based on any degree of solid reasoning, so don't buy into that nonsense. That was a Wall Street broker who Keith Weiner is responding to, who's just trying to get people to peddle their gold so he can suck them into something else. We live in some pretty awful times, my friends. Some pretty awful times. Oh, the guy who wrote the original letter talking about, you know, gold, oh my God, they're going to take it away. The guy's name was Crispin Odie. O-D-E. Crispin? What the heck kind of name is Crispin Odie? Oh, well, Wall Street must love the guy. Some other pieces I'll be working on later tonight. Written last week, entitled a few days ago, called The Path to Monetary Collapse. And we're going to have that up there. And I think this other one, I may or may not have finally gotten around. No, I think I posted it. The 11-step globalist scheme to destroy America. I think that that's posted under a headline on Morgana right now. So there's a lot going on. So we go back to this. And do understand that what I'm about to talk to you about is all going to be dependent upon availability. Nothing is that readily available right now. Okay? When it's gone, it's gone. So I'm looking at spot. We had this, plus this. We got that, we got that. Beep, 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 beep. Oh my God. If okay, that's cool. That's cool. Just sold, and I know there's been a little bit of an uptick, a buck or so, not much more. If you and I were to talk about American Gold Eagles right now, I did a little bit of shopping earlier and I fell out of my tree with what I saw. What they're getting for gold eagles, my cost alone for a 1-ounce gold eagle right now, what is this stuff? Is this where I want to be? Yeah, it's where I want to be. Why isn't this stupid thing opening? There we go. Sorry about that. I've moved a bunch of stuff in website and between two different Dealey Bobs, and I've got some issues going on trying to get used to things that I moved, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just going to go up here and do this. The heck with it. Bear with me. Yeah, I'm having one of those days. Look, I had 2 hours sleep last night and just got up, got to work, and worked till 11 o'clock this morning, finally passed out. Yeah, as low as my butt. I have no interest in your spending between $1,860 upwards of $1,938 to buy an American Gold Eagle. Why in the world would you want to do that? Okay? I just sold some Canadian Maple Leafs. Same amount of gold in them. Or 1805, between 1805 and 1810. I mean, you're talking at least $50 less than what one of the biggest companies in the country is selling a Gold Eagle for. This is insanity, people. I don't get it. These companies are just prostituting themselves. And guess who takes it in the shorts? You do. Yeah, this is appalling to me. I mean, you're talking about buying less than 10 pieces of 1 ounce gold. You're talking $1,860 an ounce with these people. Depending on inventory and what's available, we're considerably less. And gee, guess what? Isn't it a shame? You'd also be helping the network. How cool is that? So if you've got some interest in 1 ounce gold pieces, then certainly give me a call today. After the program's over. 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. Obviously, my name is Jeff Bennett. I am with Morgana Precious Metals. That's Kettle Moraine, but the website's Morgana Precious Metals. No, we don't need that. Just give me some time on that one. Cut that outro in half. Now let's go out with some money music for an outro. Is that cool? Yeah. I don't care. Money, 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 Pink Floyd, whatever works, man, you know. As for silver, yes, I've got some silver available. I've got a truck driver friend of mine and an old friend and his wife coming through town to pick some stuff up. Yes, I still have access to some silver. I think we've still got access to the 1 ounce Krugerrands in silver. They're beautiful. They come 25 to a roll. I do have access to others. I can't find my list right now. I've got stuff all over the place on my desk. It is pure insanity. Yeah, I'm busy. There's a lot of stuff going on. So far, we've been able to deliver. I mean, I've got a guy right now. He's got, 1 ounce. This is actually not a bad price at all. These are 1 ounce Britannia silver pieces. They come 25 to a roll. That actually would be an extremely good price. Can get you a better price if you're interested in an entire box of 500. The Britannias are very interesting. I'm pretty sure that's gold. I apologize. That's gold, not silver. And listen, I've got stuff written down, written wrong, all over the darn place. And it's not bad. Actually, I do. No, that's silver again. That's not gold. I do have access to some 1 ounce silver eagles. Fair price. an unopened box of 1987s. We can either break it down, get smaller rolls. We can get the full box. I'm told the best buy we can get in 1 ounce silver right now may in fact be in a Tesla. It's kind of a commemorative type thing. Doesn't have any collector's value, but I'm told that that may in fact be the best buy we can get in silver right now. But I remember, I work for you. It's your money. I don't have the right to play with it. I won't play with it. So, you know, if you want to do some things, give us a call. That's that phone number, 602-799-8214, is also my cell phone. You may send me a brief text. At least give me your first name so I know who in the world I'm talking with. And we'll get to work for you. And let us know what you want to do, how much you're looking at converting. And I'll get to work for you. Things are happening. Things are coming together. I'm happy about it. I've just been happy I've been able to find some product here lately. You want bars? Great. You got an IRA? I've got some folks I got to get back on IRAs that want to talk. A lot of interesting stuff going on, so we'll keep you apprised. I'll be in tomorrow, and Lord willing anyway, and see what we're going to do. We're going to close out a little bit of ABBA, money, 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 and take care of yourself this evening. We'll be here.
Money, money. To be free, I bet you wouldn't fancy me. That's too bad. So I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
Money, money.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.